Hi Rob, how are you?
Very well, you?
Good, thank you. Good. I wanted to get your reaction straight away to the news we've just heard in the last few minutes about Everton's points deduction reduced from 10 to 6. What was your immediate take on that?
We've been going off the league table with no deductions anyway, so it makes no real difference. We were in the bottom three before, we are now. Albeit now it looks like we're behind Forest, 4 points behind with the game in hand, so situation is the same really from our point of view. We've been, as I say, we've been dealing with it without deductions because we can't put that, you know, we can't, that can't be the thing that keeps us in the league. We've got to try and make it in our own hands. That's what we've got to try and do. So, you know, it's in a way it's good there's a bit of clarity.
I know the situation, you're trying to see it as the Premier League table without any deductions, but it does make things a little bit harder. Of course, there are still fresh charges against Everton and Nottingham Forest, which could change things once again.
It's going to be hard anyway, isn't it? We're in a difficult league. It's been tough from day one. There's more charges. You know, that's completely out of our hands and out of our control. What's in our control is our performances, how hard we work, and you know, I wish we could control results, but we can't. So it is important what other people do, but if we don't do our job, it doesn't matter at all anyway. So we knew this was going to be a really difficult task, and that's always been the case, and it's not going to change.
From a team news point of view, any update on Elijah?
Yeah, he's still out. Like quite a lot of teams at the moment, we've got, you know, a good number of players and important players missing at the moment. Obviously, Issa Kabore is not available because it's his parent club. We lost Sambi at half-time against Liverpool. Lukonga, who's been doing very well for us as well. And obviously, that adds on to, you know, Brownie, Mads Andersen, Tom Lockyer, Marvellous Nakamba. So we've got, you know, 7 or 8 really important players missing or unavailable. So, you know, we recognise that this is a very, very difficult game anyway. A very important game. But we've got a really important one as well on Saturday against Villa in the league. So we've got to try and manage everyone in the best way possible.
And Sambi, that was one you were worried about after the game on Wednesday. What's the timescale with his injury?
Hopefully not too long. Hopefully it's only a couple of weeks. You know, we had good news on the scan. But the injury's there, and we've got to make sure that he feels right and he's strong and ready to go. This one will clearly be too early tomorrow. And, you know, he'll probably be touch and go for the weekend still.
Elijah potentially back this weekend or a bit further off?
We hope he will be. But again, he's not been training with us yet, so time is running out on that one.
And you mentioned before about the games you've got coming up in the Premier League, 3 of your next 4 against sides in the bottom half. So how does that affect your thinking going into tomorrow's game, which is still a huge match?
This is our next game, so I just see it as our priority, and we want to do the best we can. But our goal at the start of the season was to be a Premier League team going into next season as well. So, you know, that has to be our priority. That being said, we love the FA Cup. I love the FA Cup. We're playing Manchester City. So if I go now trying to start being too clever and make too many changes against arguably the best team in the world, then it could be a very long night for us. It will be a long night for us anyway. So, it's the next game. It's the most important game for us. So we'll try and play the team that we think is the strongest one available to us to try and win the game.
Is that something you need to think about when it comes to selection? Because City, perhaps the best side in the world, if you are to make a number of changes and it does end up being a difficult night, then that could have a knock-on effect.
It's a difficult night anyway for us. They're brilliant. So, and yeah, like I said, we've got 8 key players really missing anyway, so we're already a little bit under strength. So we've got to... we've got to make sure, like we will do, go and put out the best team that we think is available to us to try and be really competitive in the game.
As you said yourself before, unfortunately you can't control results. It is 3 straight defeats now, but how do you feel about the overall picture here at Luton? Ahead of the final 12 in the Premier League and tomorrow?
13
game?
In the Premier League we've got left. We're in a good spot. Like, I think we'd love to be above that line at the moment, but we're not. But we're in the mix. We've had a couple of tough results, but performances in the main have been good. Thought we were excellent against Manchester United last time out. Thought we were really good against Liverpool. They were just better than us, especially in that second half. So we're still confident. It's not like we're performing badly and losing. And it, you know, I think a lot of people are actually recognising that the performance levels are good as well. So yeah, it's hard to get wins in this league, and but the best way of doing that is by performing well. You know, if we don't perform well, then we've got no chance. So at least we're giving ourselves a chance to get results, which is all we can do.
The final one from me, you mentioned the performance against Manchester United. When you look at your previous performances against some of the big clubs like Liverpool, like Man City last year, does that give you confidence despite the injuries that you can do something special tomorrow?
Yeah, it does give us confidence, and we believe in ourselves anyway. We always recognise and respect the opposition that we're going up against, and you know, we've probably, you know, in the last couple of games come up against, along with Arsenal, you'd say at the moment, two of the best three sides in the country. And so tomorrow night is going to be really, really difficult. We know that. But we always believe. We always do. Otherwise, it's hopeless, isn't it? It's pointless going in. I mean, what's the point in turning up? And let's hope there's a little bit of magic of the FA Cup, you know, and tomorrow night. But we'll certainly give it everything.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Is it a bit difficult because managing this with the confidence dropped with the new news, and you've probably not been able to talk to the boys yet about it, but what will you say to them to try and lift their spirit?
I didn't say anyone's confidence was dropped. No, you said
that's
that.
That's my assumption.
No, we were in the bottom three before it anyway. We're just 4 points behind Forest with a game in hand. We're in the mix, like I said. We've spoken openly with the boys on a number of occasions, said we're not looking at the points deductions. We're in the bottom three anyway. This is when we were out of the bottom three at one stage. So it's not changed. Our task hasn't changed. So I don't see us having to pick anyone up at all.
Is it frustrating, the lack of clarity and the chopping and changing of what's going on with Everton?
Not for us. Maybe it is for them. I suppose that's been very difficult for them. But, you know, Sean Dyche seems to have handled it very, very well. But, you know, it's a unique situation, isn't it? Not something that, you know, any of us really have dealt with before. But again, it's out of our control. You know, all I really care about is Luton Town, and we've got to make sure we get enough points to stay in the league, whatever that will be. We don't know, and I don't want to have to rely on other things, external factors again that are out of our control for that.
Talk to me about the FA Cup. You played in it as a player. How special a competition is it, and how much would you relish that cup run?
I didn't have many as a player, and would have loved to have progressed further, but didn't. And it's an amazing competition, historic, one that I think everyone values, and you know, everyone would love to go as deep into the competition as possible. You know, we've got probably as difficult a game as you can get at the moment now, so we know it's going to be a challenge to progress, but we're looking forward to that challenge. You know, it's brilliant to go up against the best players in the world, and you know, we experienced a little bit of that the other night as well. And it makes me hungry and makes us hungrier as a football club to keep progressing and getting better.
I'm playing away at Liverpool and City within the last week. How much of a unique experience has that been for you and the players?
Well, yeah, it's new for us, but we hope we're doing it every year. That's what our intention is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Rob. Sorry, just one on the points deduction. Do we assume, or would you like it to be made clear that now any financial penalties would be 6 points? Obviously, 9 points is administration, so it can't be as many as that, otherwise clubs would just opt for that. So would you like the Premier League to come out and say, right, this is what the penalty will be moving forward, and do you anticipate Everton and Forest getting 6 more points because they've been investigated?
I won't comment on what could happen, or you know, in the future. But I suppose, yeah, clarity on the number of points, because you know, if the rules are there, then I suppose they need to be adhered to. But then there needs to be clarity on what the penalty is for that, and that would help everyone. And as for going forward, you know, again, that's stuff that's out of our control, and it's, you know, really nothing to do with me at the moment.
Is there any human nature your players thought that though?
I thought what?
That maybe they'll get even
more points taken off. Maybe, yeah, it's human nature, but again, we can't control that, and we can't, you know, we can't sort of bank on that or use it. So it's that's completely out of our control. What is how, like I said, how hard we work, commitment to what we're trying to do and try and perform as well as possible. You know, these are the difficult questions because it's obviously very new, this sort of thing, and I've certainly not experienced it before. But again, it's hypothetical at the moment because, you know, these ones have not happened yet. Or if they do, you know, if they don't, we don't know. We've got to concentrate on ourselves.
I met a manager, I don't think, in the last decade who hasn't told me the FA Cup is special. They want to have a really good cup run. And then they put, but my league, insert whatever league you're in, League 2, League 1, Championship, Premier League, is more important. Whether you're going for promotion, try to stay up, mm-hmm. whatever it is. So is the FA Cup really now a competition it used to be, or is it just playing second fiddle to whatever league competition you're in?
Well, I think it's probably always played second fiddle to whatever league competition you're in, so I don't think it's changed in that respect. You know, it just has. I think everyone would accept that. Everyone would love to win the league title or get promoted or stay in the league. You know, I think. But look, I recognise that silverware is very special in a football club where we haven't had loads of it in the past. You know, I know it'd be amazing to go very far into the competition, but we also have to recognise that the situation of the squad at the moment is what it is, and we've got 13 huge league games to go as well. So, listen, don't get me wrong, we're gonna go all out to try and win the game. You know, we're gonna give it everything. So, you know, you won't be seeing us changing loads of players and resting loads of people. We're not in that position now with the amount of people that we've got out anyway. So, you know, we're gonna give it everything tomorrow.
Well, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but if I said to you, you can either win tomorrow or have 3 points definitely on Saturday against Villa, I suspect I know what you'd say.
I'll try and win both.
Yeah, that wasn't what I thought you might
have. No, but I'm not answering your question, Moose.
No, you're not, are you? You have played City already at Kenilworth Road this season. You took the lead, it was a close game. I saw City at the weekend, and they're not the all sort of, you know, swashbuckling or beating 5 or 6-0 that they have been in the past. Does that give you a shot?
Listen, I'm not saying anything, because they can easily do that. And
you can't plead the fifth amendment to every question.
No, I'm going back to answer you, if you let me. I think they're brilliant. I thought they performed. It was really unique, and it was good to watch the game against Bournemouth the other day because there's similarities in what Bournemouth do and what we do. So it's fascinating to see how they went about it, City. And there were some really interesting performances and really good things going on in the game. And I thought they, you know, they did create some very, very good chances that they didn't take. Bournemouth, I thought, came on strong and kept going right to the end, and then and did well, especially in the latter stages of the game when City hadn't necessarily put it to bed. We went to watch the Brentford game live, and Brentford they're very much, you know, they were different to what Bournemouth did on the night, and City had loads and loads of control to be wary of the counter attack, but it just took a little bit of time to find that all important goal. You know, so they've won a couple of games 1-0. But they kept clean sheets. They've not conceded too many chances at all. They've dominated large spells of the game, which is what City do. And they could have scored more than just the two goals that they've had. So, I know, because maybe Arsenal scoring more goals at the moment, people might be talking about the goal threat that they've got. And City—they're unbelievable, and they've got goals from everywhere. And the game at Kenilworth Road was tight in scoreline. We gave it absolutely everything, and we went 1-0 up. But you know, they were very, very good that day. I think they were the best team that have come to Kenilworth Road this season. It was a hard game that for us, and I'd like to think we've improved and we're better since then, and I think we are. So you know, really, really looking forward to seeing how we fare this time. But just because they've only scored a couple of goals in the last couple of games doesn't mean they haven't got a 5 or a 6 in the locker in the next game. So we've got to make sure that we're absolutely at it.
Last one from me. You've been asked a lot about Ross Barkley this year. He's been absolutely sensational. Another chance for him tomorrow to show what he can do with an England squad just around the corner. Has he perhaps even surprised you with his levels?
No, he's not surprised me at all. I think he's been everything that we hoped he would be. And knew he could be. And that's what's really, really pleasing. You know, you never fully know when you bring people into a football club, and you can't get them all right, or it can't always click for everybody. But it's just been right this year, this fit with him and for us as well. So we hope he can continue it now for the rest of the season. We're sure he will.
Thanks,
Thomas.
Thank you.
Alfie's fine, yeah. Yeah, he's good.
Was this a sort of impact?
Yeah.
And Marlis as well has posted an update of him back at sort of running and sort of light training now. So how
good is he? No, he's not. He's very, very still, very early stages of it at the moment. So, whether we get him back before the end of the season, it's very touch and go, I think, on that one.
Is that quite a concern other than he might not play again for the end of this?
Well, it's always been a concern since he did it. But we've always said it was going to go, you know, deep into it. It was going to be months, and I don't want to put any more pressure on him at the moment. He's working hard, but you know, it's still very, very early stages. You know, biking and things like that at the moment.
Yeah,
we were concerned, weren't we, after the game. We didn't know how bad it was, and it's good that it doesn't seem too big of an issue. But it's in an area where we've still got to be careful as well, because you know, if we push too hard too soon, then it could make something really worse. So we're going to have to get the timing on that one right. So it's frustrating because he's obviously been, you've seen how influential he's been and how good his performances have been. So we've got to get it right on that one. We can't push him too soon, but we've also got to try and push, because every game's really important now. Yeah, he's been excellent. He's a really good footballer, and he's been showing everyone. He's been showing everyone how good he is.
With obviously Elijah as well out, and the judge has grown out 2-2. I mean, is there any option to possibly bring him back if you wanted to bolster your attacking
options? No. No. I can't.
Is that the same there? All of you loan players as well?
Yeah, not outside of the window.
And at Manchester City as well, as you mentioned, you've played them already and had a close look at them. Does that all help the players, because they kind of know what they're coming up against, what they've seen?
Yeah. I think everyone knows City's players pretty well anyway. You know, almost every one of their games is on the TV, and you know, everyone knows them. We have played against them as well, but we'll do all the work on them as we do for every single game anyway, and try and provide the players with the right amount of information going into it. I said I thought it was really interesting, the game against Bournemouth, what they did and how they went about things. Some fascinating stuff, some brilliant things. I think it's good, because there'll be some different stuff to the first game in this game now, so really looking forward to the challenge of it.
So I think the Grealish might have obviously last time, but they've got De Bruyne and Haaland fit again now, so that's quite...
We have no idea really, we sort of try and predict the team, and it doesn't really matter who comes in for them, they're world-class players, aren't they? They're the top international footballers who are world-class, whoever Pep selects. I think Jack was on the bench against Bournemouth, so whether he's available now, he could be. But you know, whoever he puts in are going to be top players. So we can try and have a little bit of an idea of who he might change and who might come out. I think he's spoken openly about protecting one or two people as well and managing them. And they've obviously got huge games themselves after us. So I expect there to be a few changes. But whoever comes in will be pretty good.
You mentioned how you've improved as well since then. I don't know if you saw the build up to the Liverpool game. Jurgen Klopp said he was confident your job you've done. I think he was an insane job you've done in the development, like it's not really seen before. So how pleasing was it that your job's been kind of seen by someone like Jurgen and the crazy game as well?
It's really nice. Obviously, it's very humbling and it's very, very nice. Obviously, it's a team effort. I never want to try and take that praise myself, but it is very nice. It's good because I think it's recognition for the players as well, and the job that they're doing, and I think it's really good for the football club, because I think when someone like that, whose opinion is obviously going to be very valid and very, you know, well respected, it's quite nice then, because there was obviously a lot of opinions on us early on, and for then someone like him to say some of that stuff about our players and the work that the staff are doing, I think is, it's nice for us. It's good. Thanks, Mike.
Well, I presume you prepared last time for the
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, we the way we've gone about it is we can say, look, it could be him or him, it could be him or him, and it could be him or him. What's interesting, I think, for this game as well, I think, and the way City have sort of moved, because they'll come up against different ways, you know, maybe against Brentford. Brentford are trying to be man for man and will be really aggressive in their initial press, but then drop very quickly low. Against Bournemouth, it was slightly different, and Bournemouth were a little bit more man to man at times and aggressive. So City were a lot more fluid than they might normally be against a different type of team. I think the great thing about probably dealing with their players is you might need to just tell them once and show them once, and then they can just go and do it. Yeah, we'll try and prepare for all eventualities and all of their players and have a little bit of a plan. If he's playing, then we might need to be aware of this. And if he's playing, they could build in a different way. So, yeah, as I say, I think the lads know their players very well anyway. So it's not like you've got to go into ridiculous amounts of detail and like it's like the lads have never seen them before. They know how good Kevin De Bruyne is or Phil Foden receiving in between the lines and how good Doku's 1v1s are, you know, how ruthless Haaland is and the movements he likes to make. So they're aware of it, but there's obviously then more detail behind that that we can go into and have done.
Is
Hashioka there? Yes, he is, yeah. He is, yeah. Yeah, he's good. Really, been really, really pleased with him. Yeah, he's getting up to speed well. Lads like him. He actually scored a volley in training the other day when he was on the other team when we were preparing for one of the games in the last week or two. You know, sort of defensive clearance came out and he scored a volley from the edge of the box, and it was great because it's good for him, but I didn't know whether to laugh or cry at the time because, you know, I was kind of working with the team that we were working on, and he scored this brilliant volley, and the lad started celebrating with him. Yeah, he's a really good lad who's fitted in very well straight away. Good qualities, all the stuff that I said when we signed him, very aggressive in his defending, really front-footed with his defending as well, and wants to try and take the ball, and he's certainly going to help us going forward. Well, at the moment now, nothing can happen until the end of the season anyway, so I'm not going to lose any sleep over it at the moment. But and again, I don't know if there's any truth in it or not, and at the moment it doesn't worry me, but you know, if Manchester United are interested in some of our players, then we're doing something right, and the players are doing something right. But again, take that with a pinch of salt at the moment, because we're in February and there's a while to go yet till the window opens again. Thank you. All right. Oh, sorry. I'm trying to get out of here early, aren't I? Sorry.
I just got a couple of general ones. Record numbers of people have researched CPR after Lox's media appearances.
Good.
How much pride does that feel you, the fact that he's taken something so traumatic and whatever the rest of his year is like, he's, you know, taking something positive out of it?
Yeah, I think if he's done, highlighted it, and it's done some real good then, hasn't it? So that's a very a real positive. I think, you know, you can say something similar about Mick, you know, with prostate cancer and things like that as well, can't you? If it highlights people and people, more men go and get checked, or so very, very, you know, similar sort of thing. So that's fantastic news. If he's done some, from a really difficult situation, he's done a lot of good with that, which is great.
And another one, the Women's National League Cup has been announced to be the final.
Yeah, good. It's great that we got, you know, for an event like that, for the club to be used, for Kenilworth Road to be used, I think is fantastic. And I don't know, I might be wrong in this, but that, maybe that's because we're in the Premier League. So it's a nice little bit of recognition for the, you know, what the club's doing. But I think it'd be really good for us to hold such a prestigious event. Brilliant, yeah, I think it's really good, real positive. Thank you. Nice one. Cheers, mate. Thanks, pal.